Coach, you're coming off a much-needed win on Wednesday night against George Washington, a game in which you guys battled a lot of adversity. How proud of the guys were you after that win?
They were sensational. We had our backs against the wall because of the three-game losing streak. We had not won at home with any kind of consistency. And then to face Rusty's out, being out with the flu, John being hampered by the flu, and then Will McGarity getting a concussion, extraordinary number of circumstances that our guys were able to weather the storm, and very, very proud of what they accomplished.
Now, Jack and Peyton were back at it again. Peyton really took control during a crucial 17-6 run that created some separation in that game.
Well, he made shots, but a big part of him making shots was his teammates got him the ball. They also screened for him. He did get open. So it's a team effort that gets Peyton and Jack the opportunities that they get.
Now, looking at UMass, they're coming off a game where they lost by 30 at Duquesne. They have some young talent, but they have struggled mightily in conference play. What have you seen that has led to those struggles, and what do you expect from them?
Well, there's the consistency problem that is ever so elusive. They have young guards. They do have some veterans. They will create problems in the interior because Holloway is, he's just a big, big guy. Clark can get hot. He made his first four shots from three-point land against St. Joe's a week ago. So they're dangerous. They're athletic. They're playing hungry right now because their backs are against the wall. And coming off that disappointing loss, I'm sure, for them against Duquesne, they're probably going to not play just hungry, but they're going to play angry.
Now, we look at injuries and sickness. We can't ignore it. Will McGarity doesn't make the trip. What's his status, and who do you expect to put in his place?
Will is not making the trip. We're hopeful that he may be back for Tuesday against Richmond. Andrew McAuliffe will start in his place. Expect Nathan to get some minutes. Nathan is not 100%, but I thought gave us 10 to 12 very, very important minutes the other night, and we're looking for that from him. And we're hopeful that Oscar can also give us some minutes as well at the front court spot.
And finally, Coach, give me a couple of your keys to this game.
Well, transition defense. We can't let them get out and run and use their athleticism. Then we have got to be in the attack mode and wear them out. Holloway is a big boy, but he has sometimes struggled running the court consistently. So we've got to attack them, but then we've got to have the discipline, we've got to have the decision-making, we got to be as attentive to details that we make them defend us. If we make them defend us with their young guards, I think we can screen them. I think they'll have a difficult matchup with Peyton, and I think we'll get to the foul line. And you get to the foul line, you immediately get an opportunity to put the ball through the net and force them out of their transition game. So that's our game plan for today.
Coach, thanks for your time. As always, good luck.
Thank you.